Welcome to Talking Trading. I'm financial journalist Caroline Stephen. If Louise Bedford had to start trading from scratch, what would she do? Well, Louise is asked this question all the time, and she answers it today by sharing 8 essential steps that she would do to build herself into the trader she is today. We also hear in today's episode about the world's first robo-trading coach. Syquation is a money management strategy to overlay onto an existing trading plan, and it works by identifying your trading mistakes. Its creator, Michael Berman, walks us through how it came into existence and how exactly it can help traders.
In an interview recently, I was asked what I would do if I had to start from scratch. In fact, it's amazing how often I am asked that same question. So I thought I'd do a quick little mind power for you while I'm waiting for Chris Tate to meet me for lunch. Chris Tate and I meet quite a few times a week for a cuppa or for lunch to talk about life. It's quite amazing how the support of an unreasonable friend can help you with your own goals. Now, if I had to start from scratch, what I'd do firstly is I would work out why I wanted to trade. Working out your objectives as a trader, that golden thread to pull you on when you're feeling overwhelmed, that is such a key. And in fact, often Chris Tate and I, in our mentor program, we can determine the success of a trader based on how clearly they have defined their why they want to trade, how that will fit in with their life, the goals that they want to achieve. All of that comes under the banner of objectives. I would then read some books. I would find a mentor. I would seek out success stories. I would do something to inspire my trader's soul so that I could move forward in my chosen trading career, as well as develop the technical skills required in order to trade effectively. Now, a trading plan requires you to have a trading system, and a lot of people don't differentiate between those two topics. A trading system gives you your entry, your exit, and your position sizing rules. Whereas a trading plan is your business plan. It's what to do with your trades when you go on holidays, how you will handle a string of losses, what markets you will intend to delve. Now, they are two separate things, but reading books, finding a mentor, and developing some friendships with people who already have the rungs on the board can help you accomplish in those two areas. The other thing I would do is put my head down and study, study, study. A lot of the time, people try to shortcut this process without relying on those who have already created the shortcuts to guide them. If you study your head off and work your way through this trading jungle, you'll come out into the trading sunlight and it will seem so much clearer. But without that deep introspective thought, you will not come up with the right answers. I'd also back my guesses about how to trade with real money. I think a lot of people get stuck on the paper trading bandwagon where they are writing down trades, binning the ones that don't work out, and imagining that they are a trading superstar because their paper trading is spectacular. I didn't even realise paper trading was possible when I started trading. I put a bit of money in and I learned very quickly. You will learn faster with real money than you ever will on paper. Also, starting from scratch, I would self-monitor. This is something I did not do enough of when I started out. I didn't realise there was so much wisdom to be gained in the trades that I did not take. I just looked at the trades that I did take. The ones that I didn't take had a whole new story to be able to relate to me, and I'd ignored those for quite a few years when I started trading. The other thing I would do is when I made a reasonable profit, I would take a partial bit of that profit and nourish my soul in some way. You see, I think I've got that tendency to work, work, work and to forget to reward myself. And sometimes I need to be reminded that it's important to reward my subconscious, to give me energy to keep going. What I would not do is overcomplicate everything. And I wouldn't rush into trading FX, commodities, CFDs, options, every type of trading instrument all at once. Take note of your progress. Trade one thing to begin with. And once you develop skill, trade one or two other things. Often I mentor my traders to trade three trading instruments and trade them proficiently. Really immerse themselves into those three instruments, because if one isn't trending, they won't be tempted to force the trade and to delve into an area where perhaps they shouldn't have really gone into in the first place. Maybe there wasn't an appropriate signal. Maybe there wasn't the right conditions to be able to trade that particular event. If you've got three trading instruments, you will never be short of an opportunity, and you'll always be nimble enough to be able to move your money from side to side, depending on where that opportunity is for you. So I guess it could be considered a little bit disappointing, because all of these things sound like common sense. The thing is, common sense isn't all that common. So if you're starting from scratch, heed my words. It's simpler than you think to get going, but make sure you're following the advice of a trusted mentor so that they can help you shortcut your process.
Michael Berman is the founder of Psyquation. He has a PhD in behavioral finance, and together with his business partner, they created the world's first robo trading coach. Psyquation is a money management strategy to overlay onto an existing trading plan. We hear how it works now. Michael Berman, hello and welcome to Talking Trading.
Hi, Carolyn, how are you?
Michael is a CEO of a risk and behavioral analytics software company, which is quite a mouthful to say. Tell us about your background and what made you start Psyquation.
Okay, well, Psyquation, just the name itself, where does it come from? The origin of the name is the psy part is for psychology. I have a PhD in behavioral finance, and my co-founder, Vladimir Kruglov, he has a PhD in mathematics, so he takes care of the equation side of Psyquation. So in terms of my background, I started as a trader running a hedge fund and proprietary capital for over a decade. And a couple of years ago, I launched with Vladimir, we launched an online incubation platform for traders called Wrapper. And we built up a community of close to 3,000 traders and allocated close to $60 million to a number of traders that we defined according to an algorithm we developed. We defined it as a skill coefficient. Essentially, I had the opportunity to see and analyze thousands and thousands of traders' equity curves, and was able over the years to identify what are the characteristics and profiles that made a trader good, and what are the profiles that made them bad. And along this journey, we came across one of the top three largest FX brokers in the world, and they approached us and they said to us, Michael, can you make our traders profitable? And straight away, my answer to them was, no, we can't make your traders profitable, because you can only be profitable if you've got an edge. And we don't have an edge per se, because if we did, we wouldn't be selling it to you or anyone else. We'd be, becoming zillionaires on our own. But what I said we could do is we could develop something that makes your traders more profitable, with the emphasis on the word more. So we came up with the idea of Psyquation, which is essentially a money management overlay to an existing trading strategy. So it's not a trading strategy on its own. It's a money management overlay. And through that, we believe we could make traders more profitable by eliminating their trading mistakes. We started the company a year ago, and we've spent a year developing, and 3 months ago we launched and went live.
Why do you think traders, especially retail FX traders, perform so badly?
Yeah, that's an interesting question, and perhaps my answer is not going to satisfy everyone, but here goes. Firstly, structurally, the retail FX trading market, and any derivative market for that matter, has negative expectancy. And what I mean by negative expectancy, the actual structure of those markets is zero-sum game. Basically, someone wins, someone loses. That's how it has to be. And if you factor in transaction costs out of that, if you subtract those out of the equation, there's negative expectancy. So on average, people who trade these markets are structurally faced with that they're likely to lose money. However, as you well know, there are many traders, me included, and we all still trade. And so why do we trade? Well, we trade because we're overconfident. We somehow have this biological drive that makes us believe that we could conquer and we're better than the average. So I won't go into the boring details of, you know, the empirical evidence that suggests this, but so we're overconfident. And how do we manifest that overconfidence is typically with over-leverage. So I'd say there's two main themes that comes with overconfidence, which has this impact on why traders lose money, and it's over-leverage and it's excessive trading. And just to quote you a statistic that's reliable because it's from a large database that we have of retail traders, and within the mix of retail, it's 60% retail, it's 40% professional traders. People say there's that well-quoted statistic that 95% of forex traders lose money. According to our statistics, it's actually 80% lose money. So not to say you can't make money, but the majority of people do lose money. And as I said, it's due on the emotional side due to overconfidence that manifests itself in excessive leverage and excessive trading.
How would you advise traders who are seriously committed to improving their performance?
So the way I would advise people who really want to do well and to improve their performance is, I'm going to quote from Jung, and basically he's my favorite, call it psychologist, but basically, he says an inflated ego magnifies the blind spot in the eye. So with our ego, we really don't want to admit our faults, and they get pushed under the carpet, swept under the carpet. And the way I would advise anyone who's looking to do better is you need a mentor, you need a coach, you need a good friend who can tell you those uncomfortable truths and be honest with you. And because as much as you want to do better, the chances are you're not going to admit to your own faults. So we advise that you have a coach and a trading coach. And to give a shameless plug for Psyquation, what we've designed is we call it the world's first robo trading coach. So it's part of the solution because it's all electronic. Basically, our software looks through all your trades in real time and identifies where you're making trading mistakes, and then notifies you to these mistakes, and then at the same time prompts you with a suggestion. You know, it notifies you either on the computer screen itself, or you can elect to be notified via an email or via an SMS.
So, Michael, when you say trading mistake, give us an example of a trading mistake that it will show up.
Okay, well, one of our flagship alerts is the VAR alert, value at risk. It's a complicated formula, but putting the complicated side, it's actually a simple concept. It's how much money you've placed and how much risk you've got running with it, and it will notify you when you've placed too much VAR on a particular trade. And how will it know if it's too much VAR for you? When you log into our software, you ask two questions and two questions only. It's how much money do you want to make per annum? So what is your annual percentage return target? And how much are you prepared to lose? So, you know, if your drawdown, let's say you want to make 50% and you're prepared to lose 50%, then based on those two variables, it works out a threshold that would be suitable for you. And that will define what the threshold is for that VAR alert. But there are a whole host of other alerts. For instance, when you keep changing your goals, that triggers another alert. Another one is when you keep ignoring alerts, that that's an indication that you're not really taking on board the advice given, and it creates a second derivative alert. So there's an alert on an alert because you're not taking heed. I mean, those are just a couple of alerts that I'm. We've got about 15. We're continuously growing our alert library. We're collaborating with a number of large academic institutions, and you know, the idea is we'll just keep adding more and more sophisticated alerts that actually add value to the trader. So that's our goal. The goal is to make more for our traders to make more profits. How do they do that? By eliminating mistakes. And we started off with just negative alerts, and I didn't want anyone to slit their wrists. So we've, with the benefit of our user experiences and talking to customers, etc., we've introduced two other classes of alerts as well, where we've introduced a positive alert. So it reinforces positive behavior, which is a great way to evoke behavioral change. You need repetitive feedback to learn, and the positive alerts do that. And the third class of alert we've just introduced, we're probably going to launch it on Monday next week, is a, we call them market alerts. And the one we're going to be launching with is a volatility alert, which is essentially an alert that looks at the underlying currencies that you trade in. And if we identify a market regime change in volatility, we will notify you. So everyone knew about the Brexit vote, and were probably well prepared with their positions. But more subtle, big events you might not be aware of. They may not be notified in advance. And what we've designed is an alert that really captures changes in the underlying market structure of volatility. And I hope I'm not getting too technical, but...
You're a mathematician. You're allowed to. Michael, yeah. Where can people go to find more about Soquation?
The service is 100% free for traders, and it's they go to soquation.com. So I'll just spell it for you: soquation.com. And you know, you can kick the tires. You can register a demo account if you just want to get a feel and see what it actually does. Or we've so far partnered with 14 large brokers. One of them, the biggest global broker in the world. And we've got some really quality broker partners who've seen and believed in our vision. And you can connect one of your existing accounts, or just go and open a new account with one of these brokers. We have more brokers coming online in due course. We're currently purely FX related, but we already in the throes of adding other asset classes such as CFDs, futures, and it won't be long before we offer equities as well.
Michael Berman, thank you very much for your time over there in Singapore.
Only a pleasure. Thank you, Karen.
Stay tuned next week to hear mentoree Andrew Woodward on his trading journey. I'm Caroline Stephen, and on behalf of the team, thanks for your company. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to talkingtrading.com.au with Caroline Stephen. Make sure you are subscribed to this website to receive the very latest market views, commentary, and expert opinion. Tune in next week as we've got a bumper show planned. Bye for now.
The views represented on Talking Trading are general in nature and do not take into account your objectives, financial situation or needs. Before acting on any of the information, consider its appropriateness in regard to your own situation.